Oh, praise God. We need to
Amen.
Just give this time to the Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to share your words and to experience your blessing. And just pray that your word flow forth despite the vessel being used. It's all to your glory. And if it weren't because of you, none of it could be.
Amen.
Just thank you and give this time to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to ask you a question. And I don't necessarily want an answer because I don't want to single anybody out. But is there anyone in here that feels that they are not blessed? There's not one blessing in your life anywhere. I hope not. I truly hope not. Because our lives are full of blessing.
Amen.
You know that even the poorest person in this country, and I know a lot of us don't have a lot of resources, but did you know that the poorest person in this country is richer than 94% of the world?
Amen.
We live in a prosperous nation. We are blessed, particularly many of us that deal with disabilities, to be living in the modern time that we're living in.
Amen.
There are many of us who would have been on the street begging if you take it back even just a century, maybe even just 50 years.
Amen.
But we live in a time when modern technology makes it possible, myself included. The job that I do didn't exist until, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, and I don't know that I could have done it until maybe 20 years ago, just because of the advances in modern technology that have come about.
Amen.
So even in our challenges, even though we all pray for healing and would like to see that, even in our challenges, we live in a wonderful time.
Amen.
Full of God's blessing. We have also to be thankful for the country in which we live.
Amen.
We experience more freedom than just about anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to defend that freedom, and I'll get to that in a little bit more detail later. But we still have the freedom to come together in a public place.
Amen.
And proclaim the name of Jesus. We still have the freedom to go out on the street if we want to. And share the love of Jesus. There are places even now in this country where that's being restricted, but we still have it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And of course, most of all, most important of all, last but certainly first, something biblical about that, is his sacrifice that he made for us, because without that, nothing else matters.
Amen.
We have been blessed. So now comes the big question. Why are we blessed? Anybody got any ideas on that? Why are we blessed?
Because Jesus loves us.
God's will. That's a good answer. God's will. Yeah, he wants to bless us. Because he loves us. Those are good answers. Why else might we be blessed?
Because
we are?
Because he wants us to be an example nation to the others.
I think that's good on a national level. Say again? Yes, you got it. You got it. Let's turn to Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 12. And I'm going to try to read at least some of this today for the benefit of the microphone. So if I stumble a little bit or miss a word or two, I'm not trying to mistranslate the scripture. Now the Lord said to Abram, he's not Abraham yet at this point, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now, Why do you think that God, did God bless Abraham because he was such a great guy? Well, Hebrews does mention him in the Hall of Faith. It says it was reckoned to him as righteousness because he believed God. But Abraham had some problems. There's a couple of stories that you may know. One time he was going into a foreign country, and he decided that they would kill him for his wife, so he told everybody that she was his sister.
Right.
Yeah. Another time, after God promised him that he was going to have a son, they got tired of waiting. He thought Sarah had a great idea and went in and took her servant girl as a consort, and gave us an entire nation of people that are some of the source of some of those violent conflict that the world has today.
Amen.
Abraham was not perfect, and I hope that that's a great encouragement to all of us today, that you don't need to be perfect.
To
do what God has called you to do. And we're to strive for that perfection, but we don't make it till we get there. We talked about sanctification not too long ago. God blessed Abraham because he had a greater plan. God intended through Abraham to produce the nation of Israel and to produce the lineage of Jesus, through which indeed all of the nations, all of the families of the earth have been blessed.
Amen.
But you know what? The concept of being blessed to be a blessing didn't start in Genesis chapter 12 with Abraham. I'm going to take you back to creation, take you back to Genesis chapter 1. And I kept stumbling over this so much, I'm going to have my beloved read it since she's sitting right next to me. 1:26-28.
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in his own image, in the image of God, and created him, male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth."
So you see here, once again, the gift of life, the blessing of life. God blessed them, said, "Be fruitful and multiply." God gave life in order that we may produce life.
Amen.
Once again, we're blessed to be a blessing. Let's go now to the New Testament. Let's move to Matthew chapter 10. I'm going to fill in some background when everybody's finding it. The disciples have been with Jesus for a while. They've seen Jesus do miracles. They've seen Jesus do all of the things that he's about to tell them to do. And now Jesus is saying to them, "All right, I've given to you. Now you go and do the same thing." He said, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give." I'm not saying everybody needs to go out here and be flaming charismatics. Although I don't know that that'd be such a bad thing. The point is that, once again, this concept is being illustrated. Hey, I've given you this. You've seen me do it. I've poured into you. Now you go out and you do the same thing. You pour into others. Let's go look over at John chapter 13, verse 34, where he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another."
Amen. That's right.
He loved us, and he expects us to do the same. Now, what does that mean? Well, I don't have the exact reference because it just popped into my head, but at some point here in this passage, somewhere in the 13 through 17, he says, no greater love has the man that he laid down his life for his friends.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's the kind of love that Jesus is talking about, that we're to have for one another, the same kind of love that took him to the cross for us.
Amen.
We're blessed with that love so that we can give it to others.
Amen.
So what are some practical ways that we can do that? Well, we need to give out of what we've been given. I hope at some point I will be privileged to give my testimony, and that's a big part of it. The Lord has been showing me. You need to give out of whatever it is that you've been given, even if you maybe don't think that it's something that, even if not necessarily something you want, if it's good, you need to be given out of it.
Amen.
And that's part of what brought us here.
Mm-hmm.
Give of the things that you have. I know a lot of us don't have a lot of finances, and if we have that, we need to share that. But
Amen.
There are other things that you have that you can give. Many of us in here have been given something that not many people have, that have the jobs that they have to go to every day and don't have any other way to sustain themselves. Many of us have got time. Well, if you've got time that you don't have anybody making demands on, you have an excellent resource.
Right.
Go out and make use of it.
Absolutely.
Give it away to somebody else who might could use your help, your skills, your companionship, whatever it is that you have.
Amen.
Share with people the love that you've been given.
Amen.
And I'm going to refer to the book of Luke. And I know I'm going to a lot of places, you don't necessarily have to try to keep up. But Luke chapter 6:38, you probably heard it in regards to money, but I would say that it applies to every area of our lives. He says, give, and it will be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
They will pour into your lap in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Right.
For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's a beautiful circle, even though the more that we bless, the more that we are blessed.
That's right.
You know, I said I was going to come back to our country, and I believe that we're at a crossroads in this country, and that's why I think it's important enough to make it part of the message. And don't worry, Pastor, I'm going to try not to get us thrown out of here by the RS. But I do think that, that this needs to be said. We're in a critical time. We have been given in this country rights and responsibilities as citizens.
Amen.
It's our right to vote, and it's our responsibility to vote responsibly.
Amen.
It's our responsibility to, as good stewards, if you look at Matthew 25, there's a story of the talents everybody's pretty familiar with. And I'm just going to summarize it. You've got three servants that have been given sums of money according to their ability. One's given a lot, one's given 10, one's given 5, one's given 1. Well, 10 and 5 go I might be mixing stories because Luke and Matthew have different amounts, but the concept is the same.
Amen.
The two who got the larger amounts went and doubled. The one who got the single just buried it in the ground. And when the master came back, he said, well, here it is. Here's what yours. Well, the master was angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And look what he says in verse 29. He says, to everyone who has shall more be given, and he will have an abundance.
Amen.
And from the one who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. I believe that we're at that point, and may have already passed that point. What we have in this country, we need to be good stewards of.
Amen.
We need to be making that effort to understand and to stand up for the issues of our day and stand up for the truth.
Amen.
But I want to go beyond that. Having said that, I want to go beyond that and say that if we don't change our hearts, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter what kind of government you have if you have everybody out for their own selves and their own pleasure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's going to crumble, and that's the situation that we're in. It does not matter how many times we vote. It does not matter how many things, how many right things, good and right things we stand up for. If we don't see a change of heart in our nation today, it's all for nothing.
That's right.
And so, as Christians, it's our duty to share the love of Jesus that we talked about, loving others as he has loved us.
Amen.
And going out and in response to that greatest blessing of all, the sacrifice that he made for us, going into all the world, as Matthew 19 and 20 says, and preaching the gospel, mm-hmm. making disciples of all men, of all nations, because that is the final, the greatest and final response that we have to the blessings that he's poured out upon us. And that's why we're blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Can we go ahead and pray? Lord, just thank you that we do live in a nation full of blessing, that we do have your sacrifice that you made for us. And Lord, I just pray that you would inspire us and help us to find ways to go out and to be the light in the world that you call us to be, and be that blessing in every way. In Jesus' name.